I believe we have a quorum, so we will go ahead and get started with the Agriculture Committee. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Senators Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk present. Caballero.
Here.
Caballero here. Galley. Glazer.
Okay. We have five bills up before us here today, and we have an author. Thank you for being here right away. Would you like to come forward and please present AB 417, dealing with Agriculture and Rural Prosperity Act?
Madam Chair.
That item, I understand, is on consent.
Yes.
But you have a second item, AB 450, dealing with bees and the Apiary Protection Act.
That's correct.
Thank you,
Madam Chair and Senators. Today I am pleased to present AB 450, which is a follow-up to last year's AB 2468, which passed out of this committee on consent. Last year, AB 2468 changed notification requirements for apiaries moving from one county to another. It changed them from 5 days down to 72 hours. What we failed to do last year was make that same change within counties. That omission is being corrected this year, and we are clarifying that it would require the same notification for relocation within the same county. Here to testify in support is Matt Siverling with the California Agricultural Commissioners and Sealers Association, the sponsor of AB 450.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Senators. Matt Siverling on behalf of the California Agricultural Commissioners and Sealers Association. Back this year just to clean up a small oversight from a bill we sponsored last year to make sure that ag commissioners who are administering the application of pesticides know where within the county commercial bee activity is going on, so those bees aren't harmed by drift or any direct application of pesticides. It's already current law that applicators and our people who are in the apiary industries are notifying the ag commissioner. This is just bolstering that current requirement, making sure that we know where they are and we keep them safe. And we'd urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other witnesses in support?
Jonathan Clay on behalf of the County of San Diego, also in support.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Louis Brown on behalf of the California Association of Pest Control Advisors in support.
Thank you. Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, does the author have amendments that you'd like us to accept?
Yes, there are some technical clarifying amendments I think we've presented to you and would be happy to accept.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions, comments by members? Is Senator Caballero?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Appreciate this bill. This is particularly important given the situation with decline of bees and bee populations. At one point, there was discussion, and Assemblymember Adamora, we may have had this discussion about an app for being able to do GPS location we may not have information in terms of whether that's the technology is advanced to that extent where you can do things online, because more and more people are doing things with their phone. And if you could drop the hives or the boxes and immediately identify where they're located and transmit that information to the agricultural commissioner's office or whoever else needs to know where they're at, that would be a terrific advantage, but I'm not sure whether that technology is available yet.
It sounds as if there's a potential pilot in our near future for us to discuss and work on and see if it helps certain counties to address critical issues.
Well, particularly if the app also gives you notification that the hives are being moved, because that's the other thing, is the theft of these hives is in, you know, it's really expensive. You could lose $50,000 in one day if someone comes and picks up your load. So anyway, just checking. Thank you so much. And I will move the bill at the appropriate time.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion on the bill. Any other comments or concerns, questions? Okay, with that, we will go ahead and take the roll.
AB 450, the motion is due pass as amended and re-refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk. Wilk, aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Dally. Glazer.
Okay, that bill has enough votes, but we will go ahead and put it on call. Thank you. And, yes, we can. Yes, we can. We have two bills proposed for consent, AB 417 by Assemblymember Arambula, which we mentioned earlier, and AB 590 by Assemblymember Mathis. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
On the consent calendar, Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Daly. Glazer.
Okay, we'll go ahead and put those items on call. And we have another member here, Assemblymember Levine. Would you like to come forward and present AB 858 dealing with cannabis cultivation?
Sure. Yes. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. AB 858 does a couple of technical cleanups on canopy space, as well as some terminology cleanup issues on appellations of origin. Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any witnesses in support?
I do happen to have Mr. Louis Brown right here.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Louis Brown on behalf of the International Cannabis Farmers Association in support of the bill. This is a minor change, but in reality, it's a significant change to the small producers, the specialty cottage producers, especially on the North Coast, so that their licenses are consistent with others, which will ultimately and hopefully reduce the cost of these licenses when they're to be distinguished by square feet instead of number of plants. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other witnesses? Any questions, comments from members? Seeing none, do I have a motion on the bill?
No move.
We have a motion on the bill. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
AB 858, the motion is do pass and re-refer to business professions and economic development. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero. Caballero, aye. Daly. Glazer.
Congratulations. That bill has enough votes, but we will hold the roll open.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will go ahead and take a 5-minute break at this time, and we will resume in 5 minutes. A Okay, at this point, we are returning to Agriculture Committee, and I will ask the secretary to lift the call on the bills that are still on call. We have two on the consent calendar. AB 450 by Assemblymember Arambula. The vote is 3-0. Will the secretary please call the absent members?
Are we doing consent calendar?
Yes.
Or consent calendar.
Consent calendar.
Okay. On the consent calendar, Senators Daly?
Aye.
Daly, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. That's out.
Okay. The consent calendar is out, and now we'll move to AB 450 by Assemblymember Arambula.
AB 450, the motion is due pass as amended and we refer to appropriations. Senators Daly? Daly, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye.
Okay, that bill is out. And finally, AB 858 by Assemblymember Levine. The vote is 3-0.
AB 858, the motion is due pass and we refer to business professions and economic development. Senators Daly? Senator Glazer? Glazer, aye.
That bill is also out. Okay, we have one item remaining, AB 1086 by Assemblymember Bauer Cahan, and that bill will be held for now in the Senate Agriculture Committee. So that concludes our business of the day, and thank you very much for joining us.